Hope your day is going good. Here's another 9 News update for Tuesday, April 27, 2021. After dropping a brief video on Monday sporting her new blonde look, Billie Eilish has announced that she will release her second full-length album, titled Happier Than Ever, on July 30, and will drop a new song on Thursday morning. "My new album Happier Than Ever out July 30th, she wrote in a social media post. "This is my favorite thing I've ever created and I am so excited and nervous and eager for you to hear it. I can't even tell you. I've never felt so much love for a project than I do for this one. Hope you feel what I feel. Also, new song out Thursday at 9 a.m. too." Judging by titles of the songs from the album, listed below, and its clearly ironic title, she appears in tears on the cover. The lyrics continue the dark, at times playfully dark, vibe of her Grammy-sweeping 2019 debut full-length, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? It includes her two most recent singles, My Future and Therefore I Am, although not her recent collaboration with Rosalia. Like her debut, it was written and produced with her brother and musical collaborator, Phineas. Eilish told Stephen Colbert in February that she'd recorded a new album in lockdown, the result of her first prolonged period of not touring since her career began in earnest in 2016. The logistics of recording an album may be easier for Eilish and her brother and musical collaborator Phineas, as they famously recorded most of their previous releases, 2019's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? And the Don't Smile At Me EP, in the Los Angeles home they grew up in. Eilish kept details about the album light, although Colbert asked her later in the interview if she showed off her vocal chops on the new material. "There's a couple of moments on this album where I pull some tricks out. It's really just about what I feel like sounds good." She has released 4 new songs in the nearly 2 years since When We All Fall Asleep dropped, All I Ever Wanted, the title theme from the delayed James Bond film No Time to Die, My Future and a recent duet with Spanish singer Rosalia, Lo Vas Olvidar. The album arrives more than 2 years after her debut, When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go?, which swept the 2020 Grammy Awards, with her and/or brother/collaborator Phineas winning Album of the Year, Record and Song of the Year, Best New Artist, and Best Producer. From publisher Variety. Billie Eilish shares clip of stripped-back new single, Happier Than Ever. Eilish posted a 15-second clip of the new single in which she's heard singing When I'm Away From You, I'm Happier Than Ever. Against an acoustic stripped-back guitar, Eilish is seen sat in a chair with her back to the camera before turning to face the screen. Last week, April 21, Eilish teased that something new was on the way, leading fans to speculate it was her much-anticipated follow-up album. While the follow-up to 2019's When We All Fall Asleep, Where Do We Go? Is yet to arrive, Eilish recently explained how the downtime afforded by the coronavirus pandemic enabled her to get back in the studio. "I don't think I would have made the same album, or even the album at all, if it weren't for COVID," she told Stephen Colbert. Colbert later asked in the interview if Eilish had unleashed the full capabilities of her voice on the new album, to which she replied, "There's a couple of moments on this album where I pull some tricks out. It's really just about what I feel like sounds good." Eilish also suggested in February that as many as 16 songs are in contention to feature on her forthcoming second album. From publisher NME. Is Billie Eilish single? Uncover the singer's dating history. "I definitely want to keep relationships private. I've had relationships and kept them private, and even the ones that I've had, with the tiny amount that I've let the world see, I regret," she told the UK's Capital Breakfast radio show in September 2020. "I think about the people that have made their relationships public, and then they break up and it's like, what if it goes bad? I love you and I'm in love with you," Billie told Q at one point. She later explained the reason for their split, saying, "I just wasn't happy, and I didn't want the same things he wanted, and I don't think that's fair for him. I don't think you should be in a relationship super excited about certain things that the other person couldn't care less about. I don't think that's fair to you." Billie continued, "I didn't stop having love for him. I just spent time away from him for a little bit and I was like, wow, I'm missing so much because I'm worried about you all the time and I don't want what you want and you don't want what I want. I don't want to fix him. I can't fix him. I tried." The singer and the actor first sparked romance rumors in April 2021, but it's unclear where their relationship status stands at the moment. The timeline is currently unclear, but it appeared as if Billie and Q dated somewhere between 2018 and 2019, according to when her documentary was filmed. Portions of the movie showed their relationship on screen, and when it came to discussing their split, the Bury a Friend singer referred to her ex as self-destructive. From publisher J14. Thanks for listening. Check back for more. Love is in the air.